Springfield's News Talk, FM 104.1 KSGF, winter weather advisory, winter weather advisory, winter weather advisory, rain, freezing rain, sleet. This is not a best of from last week. This is what we've got for today and tomorrow. We'll get into the details, what to expect. For the listening area, of course, yesterday the House managers began opening things in the Senate. The folks representing President Donald Trump opening things from their perspective. And we'll play just a little bit of audio. I'm not going to rehash the day in its entirety, but give you a sense. You know where it is that the Democrats are coming from on this. It's just more of the same stuff. I mean, just name-calling, no evidence of any sort of crime or even the alleged wrongdoings. There is no evidence on, but what we're hearing for the first, because the reason you've heard all this is because it's the same people that were making the argument and helping collude with the accusers over on the House side some time ago. So they're just, it's just a rehash of that. But what we're hearing are Trump's attorneys and arguing back against that. There were a couple of amendments that were voted down, and there were two areas in which Democrats are claiming victory, but some are saying not so fast. Mitch McConnell, as lacking as he may be in personality and as lacking as he may seem when it comes to being cunning, he is very, very, very sly, very sharp when it comes to utilizing the Senate rules in order to get what he wants. And that may have been in play yesterday so that Republicans could come out ahead. So that I want to share also. Don Luzader's here with the latest news update.
Good morning. Well, we are expecting some winter weather in the Ozarks, but the National Weather Service, and this is a quote from them, overall, this is going to be a nuisance type event as opposed to a high impact event. The National Weather Service says what they're expecting is light snow across western Missouri, and we have had some of that falling this morning, but that's going to transition to rain the further east it goes towards Springfield, and then a rain-snow mix in the Springfield area possible during the day today. Some higher chances for freezing rain, sleet, and snow will occur tonight into Thursday morning, especially east of Highway 65. Overall, expecting limited to minor impacts with this event. However, those elevated surfaces, such as bridges and overpasses, have the highest chances of seeing impacts from this winter weather. And road temperatures are actually going to be colder from Highway 65 and points east. Therefore, the impacts could be higher if the temps stay cold enough. A downtown restaurant damaged in an early morning chase and crash at Jefferson and Walnut, a black SUV crashing into the side of the Aviary Cafe after wedging its way in between another car and the building. That SUV was totaled. One of the windows at the restaurant has some damage as well. And school called off today in Marionville after a fire damaged a classroom in that middle school Tuesday night. Firefighters were able to contain the flames to that classroom. An investigation is underway into the cause of the fire, but the fire chief says it could have been started by a furnace in that classroom. And that is the latest news.
All right. Before we do get into the KTTS First Alert Forecast Breakdown, I want to go ahead. It's 1:08 in Switzerland, where the 1:08 p.m. in the afternoon World Economic Forum is going on, and President Trump is answering questions live from there. So I just want to go ahead and join that. I know there have been questions on the impeachment trial, among some others, so we'll join that for a time.
I have great respect for Ken, but I didn't think, frankly, that Bill Clinton should have been impeached.
So what do you think? Will you show up at your trial any day?
I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great?
So
wouldn't that be beautiful?
Go?
I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it.
So why not?
I don't know. Don't keep talking, because you may convince me to do it.
Do you think Cipollone and Sekulow would want you there?
I think they might have a problem.
Mr. President.
I think they might. And by the way, I think they've done a really good job. And I think the other side has so lied. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He'll stand, he'll look at a microphone, and he'll talk like he's so aggrieved. These two guys, these are major sleazebags. They're very dishonest people. Very, very dishonest people. When somebody will make up a statement that I made, when you remember the statement, 8 times quid pro quo, 8 times. Think of it. How can you say 8 times? That would mean I was asking somebody 8 different times for the same thing. What kind of a conversation would that be? If you asked once, that'd be fine. If you ask twice, that'd be. How can you ask eight times? It would. They would say, "You're a Looney Tune," right? And then he said, I think he finished by saying, "Don't call me, I'll call you." That I said that. He made that statement. Don't call me, I'll call you. And he didn't say he made it up. Now, ultimately, he had to, in a sense, apologize. He can hardly apologize, but he had to apologize because, fortunately, we had a tape. We had the transcripts. I am so happy that I had the transcripts because it showed he's a liar and he's a fraud. And they continued to just go on and on. But this has happened to me with the Russian hoax. This has happened to me. I called it the witch hunt, greatest witch hunt in American history. And the Mueller report, which exonerated totally. There was no collusion. After all that, 2 years, there was no collusion. And then what happened? Jill Stein from the Green Party gets called a Russian agent by Crooked Hillary. And then Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know either of them, but I know they're not Russian agents, gets called a Russian agent. This is what these people do. They demean, and the press plays in because the press largely is their partner. And you know, one thing, if we could straighten out the press in our country, we would have a place that would be so incredible. The press is so dishonest, so corrupt. I read it all the time. Stories, I don't mind bad stories. When I deserve bad stories sometimes. But when I do something great or good, let it be written about good. Same thing with other people. The corruption in the media, as I call it, the fake news media, is unbelievable. And hopefully everybody's going to sort of learn a lesson. People got Pulitzer Prizes for their coverage of me. And it turned out they were totally wrong. Other people, Sean Hannity, Rushbo, a lot of great people, a lot of great writers. They got it right. They didn't get Pulitzer Prizes, but they got it right. The Russian hoax was a terrible thing. The dossier was a phony deal paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC and used in the FISA courts totally illegally. No, it's a terrible thing that happened. This was a takedown attempt at a sitting president of the United States, and we caught them. So let's see what happens.
Mr. President, would you consider delaying the State of the Union if the impeachment trial has not been
decided? I don't see it. A very excellent writer, Bob Woodward. I guess he's doing another book on Trump, but this time I'll actually give him an interview. He said, "You're enjoying this, aren't you?" I said, "No, I'm not enjoying it." He said, "No, you act like you're winning and you won. You're actually enjoying it." I said, "I'm not enjoying it. I'm doing it because it's very important what I'm doing. I consider what I've done here with this whole witch hunt from day one, with the insurance policy, with the horrible statements made between Strzok and Page and McCabe and Comey, who lied to Congress and did so many other bad things. He lied and he leaked. When I finish, I think that this is going to go down as one of the greatest things I've done for our country. These are bad, corrupt people. These are bad people and very bad for our country. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Who's paying for your private lawyers, Mr. President? The taxpayers?
All right.
Or you?
See if he's going to answer these questions. Oh, it looks like he walked in. All right. So that's President Trump this morning. I wanted to go ahead and jump to that. It is live. He's in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum, and answering some questions there. Prior to the impeachment questions, there were a number of other questions about the travel ban. He is looking to expand that travel ban beyond the seven or eight countries that he carried over from the Obama administration, and some other questions as well. But obviously, you know, President Trump there rejecting the allegations against him and reiterating his pretty consistent position on this in its entirety, though mentioning that, and I, you know, the thing about Trump that I believe most Americans kind of get about him at this point, that the media doesn't seem to, is he does just sometimes say things. I don't know if it's just to get a reaction, but he just, for example, are you going to go to the impeachment? He's like, maybe I'll go. I'd love to sit in the front row. Well, why don't you? He's like, I don't know. Maybe I will, you know. They take what he says with are almost throwaway comments, I think, for him a lot of like he's not actually not that he wouldn't necessarily, but I think it's one of those things. He doesn't know one way or another. Not planning on it necessarily. But the idea he envisions things in his head, like, you know, maybe I would go just sit there, sit in the front row. And in their minds, Trump is he might actually go down and sit in the front row. Again, not that he necessarily wouldn't do something like that, because he does tend to play outside the box a little bit. But he verbalizes thoughts that go through his head, and they seem to not get that at this point. They don't understand the interviewee when they talk with President Donald Trump. He was also asked if he would consider moving the State of the Union address if the impeachment trial was still going on, and he indicated he didn't see any reason to do so. Though, once again, that could easily change, because he is pretty in the moment when it comes to a lot of those certain types of things. All right, the KTTS First Alert Forecast winter weather advisory until 6 tonight for areas north and west of Springfield. Winter weather advisory for Springfield and areas east from noon today until noon tomorrow. Rain mixing, freezing rain later today, a high of 35. Rain and sleet mixing with snow overnight. Rain likely to continue on through the early morning hours. Tonight a low of 32. 40 tomorrow with rain continuing. Friday cloudy and a high of 37. Currently 27, partly cloudy. The Queen City Motors talk and text line 447-KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. All right, we are going to talk a little bit in the program about developments yesterday regarding impeachment and what some are viewing as Mitch McConnell's shrewdness when it comes to running the Senate and the way that he makes it appear as if Democrats are getting ahead when, in fact, the one step forward is two steps behind. But I do want to talk about a number of other things. And yesterday, one of the subject matters that we talked about was Hillary Clinton, and there's this Hulu four-part series called Hillary that they're going to be dropping at Sundance. And honestly, other than almost a macabre fascination, I don't know who would be interested in watching a four-part series on Hillary Clinton. I mean, who is this for? There does not seem to be many people that are in the public spotlight to the degree that Hillary Clinton is, where there's so many people that don't want her in the public spotlight for almost years now. Well, post-election. Even a number of top Democrats have said it's time for her to go away. At the very least, she is a distraction. And she continues to do so. She did an interview with Hollywood Reporter where she was talking about Bernie Sanders and just ripped into him, saying nobody liked him. He's worthless. He never did anything in the Senate. There was only one, she didn't name the senator, but she said there was only one senator that would even work with him. Nobody wanted to work with him. And then went on to, say, hey, it's not just him, his entire campaign. He has this culture, the Bernie Bros, as she referred to them. There was a New York Times piece that came out last year, and it was an expose on the toxic masculinity that had infiltrated the Bernie Sanders campaign culture. And much of the information provided was done so by former people who worked for Bernie Sanders. And so she was leaving nothing to chance in terms of people maybe thinking, well, so what? Maybe as a senator, he's a little crotchety and people don't like him. She's like, no, it's more than just that. I mean, everything around this guy is bad. So, of course, this gets people talking. You've got now Tulsi Gabbard, which if you were listening earlier, Donald Trump referenced her. and he was speaking from the World Economic Forum, and the accusations that that he was in cahoots with Russia, and he mentioned, I mean, Democrats have accused Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate, of being an asset of Russia. Hillary Clinton has accused Tulsi Gabbard of being, I mean, these people are, they're paranoid nut jobs when it comes to some of this stuff. So Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Bernie Sanders delegate the last go around when he was vying for the nomination, was asked about Hillary Clinton's recent comments that Bernie Sanders is this horrible, awful person that nobody likes and can't get anything done.
It's time to grow up. We're talking about real challenge. Look, it's time to grow up. You know, this isn't high school. We're talking about real challenges that our country needs to address and the need for real leadership to focus on them, not on what's going on in Washington and the schoolyard cliques or whatever else it may be. There are real issues that people are struggling with, and they're wondering, why are our leaders not working for us?
All right, so that's Tulsi Gabbard. Sorry about the audio hiccup there in the beginning. Who last week beat someone to a push-up challenge. That was in... Sarah had sent me a story about what it. What was that story? What is it with Democrats and push-up challenges?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
I mean, Joe Biden, he always challenged. You know, Joe Biden, when he does it, it reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld, the where Jerry's parents, I think it's Lloyd Bridges, I believe, who plays this guy, Vandelbaum, I think was his name, and he's going to train Jerry to be healthier, and then he ends up in the hospital. He throws his back out or something. Mandelbaum, I think, was the last name. And then his son ends up in the hospital, and his son, because they're all trying to outdo each other, you know. And he's like, well, they're challenging Jerry. I bet I can lift that TV over my head, and you can, you know. That's what Joe Biden is. I could do more push-ups than you. And now Tulsi Gabbard, did somebody challenge her?
Yeah.
You know, you wonder if that did. I didn't watch the video of it. It seems like something that would be a plant. Like, who would really challenge? Why would you do that? I can understand challenging Joe Biden to push-ups, but Tulsi Gabbard, she's fit. She's still athletic.
She's in the
former
military.
Yeah, military. I mean, I know I wouldn't. Of course, I don't know that I would actually challenge Joe Biden to push-ups either. You know, having to get down and it's just. Plus, you beat Joe Biden at push-ups. Is that something to brag about? So Tulsi Gabbard is swinging back at Hillary, saying we got to get past this gossipy high school, you know, cliquey sort of stuff. Andrew Yang, who is still in the presidential race, about as deep as Tulsi Gabbard is, he was asked about Hillary Clinton's recent comments on Bernie Sanders as well.
I think everyone has their own point of view. Hillary, I believe, shared time with Bernie in the Senate, so she has a different perspective than most of us who haven't actually worked directly with him. So that's something that, you know, you just have to respect someone's point of view. Though I do think in this case, it's probably not helpful because it does seem like you're trying to rehash or relitigate 2016, a race that, frankly, Hillary won. You know, she was the nominee. She beat Bernie, and Bernie campaigned for her. So for her to come back and say that nobody likes Bernie does not seem like a very helpful message.
By the way, a lesson that, at this point, what difference does it make? But, you know, that was a pretty big deal getting Bernie Sanders to get on board and to campaign for Hillary Clinton. And for what? I mean, that woman is just so ungrateful. I mean, here the guy recognized, I mean, everyone knew it, that nomination process had been rigged for Hillary through superdelegates and withholding of funding and you know, strong-arming. I mean, the whole thing was arranged. And Bernie knew it, and he still goes out there. All right. Goes out there and campaigns. And then not long after, you know, they were trashing him, accusing him of wanting to take private jets here and there. And I mean, just really trashing on the guy. That's what you get. Dance with the devil, you're going to get burned a little bit. Now, a lot of people, and this was part of what we brought up yesterday with the Hulu documentary, they see this as, well, Hillary clearly is running for president. Why else would she do this? Why else would she be out there throwing bombs at some of these other candidates and promoting herself? Well, I am after the break here. I'm going to give you an alternative explanation as to why she would be doing this instead of the fact that she's running for president of the United States. Okay, so because that's, you know, I think an pretty important thing to understand. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. Friday, I relayed to you a brand new listing she had in Willard, and bam, it was gone. There were three offers over the listing price and 11 inquiries, I believe, and it was snatched up. This is a really hot time if you are looking to sell your home. You think, oh, the weather, it's nasty. Springtime, that's when people are out, they feel good. That's hot. That's what I've been told. Everybody knows that. No, now's the time. People who are looking to buy, they are not waiting. And a combination between the fact that there are, you know, a lot of buyers out there looking for that home and the level of expertise that is provided by Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate, knowing how it is to best determine a listing price for your home is what causes those houses to go quickly while getting the seller the most amount possible. Her track record, when you average it out, 98% of the asking price and 15 days on the market, 15-day average, it's gone. So if you know someone or you've been in that position where you've had your house on the market for months and nothing's happening and you don't understand, you hear everyone talking about this and you find that, well, my, you know, realtor is real easy to get along with. I just told them what I want and they're like, okay, well, maybe they're not servicing you properly. Maybe they're not being honest with you. Maybe they don't have the level of expertise to let you know what it is that the market will bear. That's where Emily Johnson comes in. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, 890-1455 is the number. That's 890-1455. And, of course, you can always find her and follow her on Facebook as well. So when the time does come, or maybe you'll see a listing she has, and you're like, oh, I like that. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. If you have not joined me for Lunch Bunch at Doe's Eat Place, here's what you do. It's very simple. You go to KSGF.com, and when you see the Lunch Bunch graphic come up, just click on it and get registered that way. So what is this? Doe's Eat Place, fantastic place for steak, for burgers, for Phillies, for meatloaf, for crab bisque, corn and crab bisque. Of course, tamales, they're famous for those, and the Mississippi drop rolls. They're just south of the Evangel campus on Glenstone. So you go, you register, and then every week somebody gets drawn. And if you are the one who gets drawn, then that means you and up to seven of your friends or coworkers join me for lunch on a Thursday at Doe's Eat Place. It's that simple. See, it's very easy. And then you get to provide lunch. And it can be coworkers. Sometimes people are like, I don't really like my coworkers. Can I bring, bring whoever you want. You're the winner. You're the winner of the hour. Doe's Eat Place. And they're great for lunch or dinner anyhow. So even if you don't win, it's still a great place for you to go. Don Luzader's here with the latest news update.
I don't have to bring my coworkers.
No, okay. We've had people. In fact, I had one winner. And I think oftentimes people think, oh, I may be in trouble if I did not bring coworkers, but I brought someone else. And I, you know, they win. You win. Yeah. You can bring whomever you want to. And she's like, well, I don't really love my coworkers, so I thought I'd bring my, sister or brother-in-law instead and their family. I was like, that's totally cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Works for me. Food all eats the same.
Yeah. Did you see what CBS did yesterday? They kind of broke away from the impeachment coverage.
No.
The first major network to do so. They cut off their, and I saw this yesterday afternoon because I was watching Judge Judy, and I'm like, why is Judge Judy on? But the network cut off coverage of opening day to allow affiliates to show their regular afternoon programming. This was all happening during a debate on whether to subpoena White House documents. Executives say their decisions on when to stay with the trial will likely be day-to-day, if not hour-by-hour.
Well, and this is a realistic challenge that media has. On one hand, there is the recognition that no matter how you feel about the impeachment itself, this is a pretty serious thing going on, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But on the other, there is the reality that, frankly, the vast majority of people well, let's say the majority of people aren't even interested in following it to that degree anyhow.
Sure.
And even amongst those who are, a majority of those cannot just sit through it hour after hour after hour.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're really struggling between, well, people may tune in every so often. What do we do here? It's a gamble. And frankly, there's a good chance that not airing it in its entirety will pay off for the network.
Yeah. Although I was getting to the end of Judge Judy, and then CBS broke in with an update just so
they could
let people know what's going on.
Yeah.
But so I didn't get to see the end of Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah. See, you kind of got to go one way or another with it. I don't think that back and forth is going to work. I mean, unless something just absolutely huge happens.
Sure.
And, like, you know, somebody runs in and they're stabbing people or something. You know, you don't want to wait until the Judge Judy's over for that.
No.
But, well, you know, some could argue. Conspiracy, you know, Judge Judy, she's out there really pushing for Michael Bloomberg. Maybe
there you go.
Yeah. Giving him a little extra push there by having her show air.
Just for what it's worth, and this means nothing, I do not like Judge Judy's new hairdo.
Oh, I haven't.
Not a big fan of it.
Really? What
it's really
is
really
it?
Short now.
Oh,
just, yeah, I'm not a big fan
it?
Of it. Well. Yeah. A downtown restaurant is damaged after an early morning chase and crash on Jefferson and Walnut Street. A black SUV crashed into the side of the Aviary Cafe after wedging its way in between another car in the building. The SUV is totaled, and one of the windows at the restaurant has damage as well.
Sounds like somebody really wanted crepes.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So we're going to drive right through there. Anyway, school is canceled in one district in the Ozarks today and has nothing to do with the weather. No classes today in Marionville after a fire damaged a classroom in the middle school Tuesday night. Crews were able to contain the flames to that one classroom. An investigation is underway into the cause of the fire. The chief says it could have been started by a furnace in that classroom. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. Got to find what I do with it. Here we go. Winter weather advisory until 6 tonight for areas north and west of Springfield. Winter weather advisory for Springfield and areas east from noon today until noon tomorrow. Got rain mixing with freezing rain later today. Cloudy, a high of 35. Tonight, rain and sleet mixing with snow overnight. Then turning to rain as we get into the early morning hours. An overnight low of 32. Tomorrow, rain likely, high of 40. And Friday, cloudy, 37. Then 42 on Saturday and mostly sunny. Current temp. 28, mostly cloudy. Question on the Queen City Motors talk and text line. Do I have to register more than once for the lunch bunch, like weekly? No. In other words, because we choose weekly, does that mean that everybody gets thrown out and we start over? The answer to that is no. Now, that being said, I know that we have at times cleared out entries, but I mean, that's just it doesn't happen too terribly often. So, you know, if you enter and it's been several months, if you want to go ahead and enter again, it's not going to hurt anything. But you do not need to enter weekly. Frankly, I don't even know. Do you know on that system, does it make a do you know that system very well that we use now for this sort of?
No,
okay.
So, I do it like every 6 months, though. I would assume
you do what,
like register.
Oh, you're telling,
yeah. I think it probably kicks it every 3 or 6
yeah,
months.
Yeah, I'll have to find out, actually. That's pretty good information that we could even put up there in the entry place. Because then there's the other question. Well, if you register and you are already in there, does it give you duplicate registrations? I imagine it does not. So, in other words, it doesn't really increase your chances by registering more than once. But I don't know that for sure. But it's a good question. I'll have to find that out. Okay, so there we go. Look at that. Queen City Motors talk and text line being put to fantastic use. Oh, so I was going to mention everything that Hillary Clinton does, it's through the lens of, well, she must be doing this to run for president. Why else would she be doing this? And she's got this new documentary on Hillary called Hillary. Because we just, as a nation and a world, have not had nearly enough Hillary Clinton. And so it's a 4-part series that is going to debut at Sundance. And she did an interview with Hollywood Reporter, and in the interview, she just unnecessarily ripped Bernie Sanders. And the reason I say unnecessarily is, well, she didn't have to do that. She didn't have to do that. I mean, she tore... It wasn't well, we disagree in a lot of areas, or even going so far as to say, boy, I think the Democrats could be in trouble if he won the nomination. I mean, she said, I don't. Yeah, I probably actually could find. I've got down here my papers from yesterday in the recycling box. But she said that nobody likes the guy. I mean, that's what she said. She called him a career politician that no one likes. As, you know, of course, everyone, they hear those two assertions coming out of the mouths of Hillary Clinton or the mouth of Hillary Clinton. And you think, well, you would know a career politician that nobody likes. Never got anything done. He ran a campaign culture that was corrupt with toxic masculinity, with the Bernie bros and all that sort of. I mean, just rip, 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 rip. Rawr. Why would she do all of that if it isn't to run for president? So I'm going to throw out an idea here that on one hand is going to seem overly simplistic, but I think oftentimes that is the answer because I still don't believe she's running for president. I don't believe that I'm still having to say that I don't believe she's running for president, that we've got the Iowa caucus is just coming up a couple weeks away. But nonetheless, here's why I think. I think that she is just a bitter woman who can't let go of things. Some people are that way. I think she's just a bitter, bitter individual. I think she's hateful. I mean, one thing that you've never heard about Hillary Clinton is, well, behind closed doors, you know, she's just so warm and caring. Anyone and everyone, even some of her allies who worked with her after, you know, they're no longer in her circle. I mean, they just talk about what a horrible, mean, awful person she is. Well, these are the sorts of things that mean, awful, horrible people do. They lash out at people who are getting more attention than they are. Now, you think about why Bernie Sanders? Well, you have to understand the victim mentality of somebody like Hillary Clinton, where every failure is somebody else's fault. And it doesn't have to be isolated to one individual or event. I mean, this is a woman who, when she lost the 2016 presidential election, I mean, blamed everyone. Blamed the country for misogyny, blamed white people, blamed white women. Remember that one? She claimed that women let their husbands and bosses tell them how to vote. Remember that, Jim? She blamed Comey. She blamed the FBI. She blamed Russia. She blamed Jill Stein as a Russian asset. Bernie Sanders, of course, was one of the many people that, you know, because he drained her resources by making her fight in the nomination process. And he didn't get out there and try and campaign hard enough for her afterwards. And, you know, it's everybody else's fault. And I think she's just bitter. And now here's the kicker for her, though. She has been, think about the mindset of somebody like this. It is clear, and it must be even clearer to her, that there is no overwhelming desire for her to run, right? I mean, despite her claims that, oh, people are all the time telling me I need to run, I'm constantly bombarded with this sort of a plea from individuals that I get out there and run. But she knows there's that's not true. But here's Bernie Sanders. And not only is he in it, he's a top contender. He's older than she is as well. He's less accomplished in her mind. In her mind, between the two of them, it's a no-brainer. She is the one between the two of them, if it were, you know, a face-off that history should see as being a president. And she has been essentially tossed aside as a relic of history. While Bernie Sanders is in this thing, poll numbers show him neck and neck, but ultimately most polls show him ahead in New Hampshire. Biden has pulled up a little bit. In Iowa, he's doing well in that polling. I mean, he polls generally in the top three nationally, and then, you know, depending on the state, some states he does, you know, much better than others. So here it's like she essentially, the message has been sent to her, your time is up. Your time is done. You had a go at it. You've been around a very, very long time, and we need the new blood. You know, you're seeing the new blood, all this talk about new blood. And she's going, what about Bernie? He's older than I am. He's been in Washington longer than I am. People say that I'm not likable. Everyone knows that he's not likable. Nobody even liked working with him in the Senate. And I'm told I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut. Meanwhile, he's campaigning and he's polling in some states in first place. You think about how much that has to tick her off. I bet she loathes that man. Because he is doing what it is that she's been told that she cannot do. And all of the reasons that she's been told that that her time is done, Bernie Sanders fills all of those categories. Too old, been around too long, you've had your opportunity, the opportunity's passed, you need to get out of the way, stop sucking the air out of the room, stop sucking all the attention away from other candidates. And she's like, but he's out there doing it. So yeah. I bet she really, really hates Bernie Sanders. So, listen, does this mean that she wouldn't? I'll tell you another thing, too. If Hillary Clinton did decide to get in, I wouldn't put it past her to do it just out of spite. Just to stick it to Bernie Sanders and to stick it to Joe Biden and to stick it because I'm telling you, this is part of her, the way she views things. All of these people. All of them are to blame for her not winning the presidency. Because they didn't support her enough. You may say, no, wait a minute. I thought she blamed it on this. Well, that's how somebody, she's kind of twisted. And you may know people like this, where, again, everything is everybody's fault. She can blame anybody. You say, but you said it was their fault. Well, it's theirs too. Part of the matrix that made up the deficit of for her in terms of, you know, having what it took to win was the fact that the Democrat establishment just wasn't there for her. I mean, she and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others had to run around, you know, essentially rigging the system for her to win in the first place, and they just weren't there to help her in the general election. In her mind, there's no way she should, you know, lost to Donald Trump. And so the fact that Biden, all of the entire Democratic establishment, it is guilt by association, is partly responsible for her not winning. And so it would probably bring her joy to stick it to him. And if she did decide to run, I could see her doing it just out of spite, just to stick it to him. Oh, you don't want me around? I'll show you. And I don't know. There may be a combination of reasons for her consistently making these overtures, if you will, that give people reason to believe she may run again. If it, one, is just for attention. And also to, you know, I mean, just, you know, make money, stay out. She's a bit of an attention seeker. I think we all know that. But also just to cause this sort of headache for the Democrats. And you weren't there to help me win? Well, I'm sure not going to help you win. So on one hand, the inability for her to stay out of the spotlight, and while in the spotlight, her inability to avoid saying things that are going to create speculation that she's interested in running can mean one of two things. It can mean she is planning on running, or it can mean she's just a bitter, hateful old woman who's torn up inside, angry at everyone, and loves to just cause angst amongst the Democrats. It's one of those two. I happen to believe it's the latter. Here's the latest traffic update. I'm Nick Reed. A couple updates on that Hillary Clinton story. She is, quote, backing down after implying she might not support Bernie Sanders. And she's, oh, no, I'll do whatever I can to support our nominee. Let's see. And this is, you know, what she does. Throws out the trash really takes her pot shots and then's like, oh, no, no. Oh, I'll support him. I'll support that horrible, awful old man that nobody likes, you know, and can't get along with anyone. Sure, yeah. Who has a culture of toxic masculinity all around him. Yeah, yeah, I'll support him. She did get herself in a little bit of hot water as well. She was asked about the Harvey Weinstein deal and the trial starting and, you know, do you regret, you know, working so closely, being buddy-buddy with the guy, looking back? And she's like, oh, I mean, how are we supposed to know? And, I mean, it's a matter of public record. She was told numerous times, even that Lena Dunham, that actress slash activist, revealed that, you know, she told Hillary, you know, this guy's a real problem. You got to, you know, you are saddling up to a predator here. Ah, what are you going to do? So her claims of having, you know, no knowledge that Weinstein, I mean, again, for the smartest woman in the world, she certainly demonstrates a level of obtuseness that is pretty remarkable. Meanwhile, you've got Democrat Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said she's going to create a Justice Department task force if she's elected president for the specific purpose of investigating Donald Trump. Quote, Donald Trump has run the most corrupt administration in history. Restoring integrity and competence to government after Trump is something that she plans to do, saying, I will direct the Justice Department to establish a task force to investigate violations by the Trump administration officials of federal bribery laws, insider trading laws, and other anti-corrupt and public integrity laws, and give that task force independent authority to pursue any substantial criminal and civil violations. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember during the last election cycle, when President Trump was asked about the what we would know were violations of the law by Hillary Clinton. I mean, Comey said, yeah, oh, yeah, she lied to us. She broke the law, you know, but we're not going to prosecute her. And he said, well, if I get elected president, we're going to look into this. And we were told that was a banana republic. Even though Hillary Clinton, it was found through the investigation, she had violated laws. That doing something about it was tantamount to some sort of banana republic where some new leader comes in and jails the opposition. And this was a danger to democracy, quote unquote. Because part of what has allowed us as a nation to continue to thrive and exist was the peaceful transition of one administration to the other without concerns, worries, or threats of jailing the previous administration. Yet here Elizabeth Warren is saying she's going to create an entire division of government for the sole purpose of doing just that to President Donald Trump. Yet I have yet to hear the media sound that call of fear for the very foundation of our country like they did roughly 4 years ago. Here's Traffic. I'm Nick Reed. All right, everybody, coming up, let's see, it is Wednesday, which means D. Wampler will be joining us in the upcoming hour. We are on Facebook Live, 1041 Nick Reed.